Jenny, I play the hurdy-gurdy, amongst other strange instruments, and now and again, just for fun, I play pop numbers.
Hurdy-gurdy?
Yeah.
Have you got one with you?
It's strapped around my waist this very moment.
Describe the hurdy-gurdy for those very few people who have no idea what one looks like or sounds like.
Right, okay, I'll describe it. It's an instrument shaped like a lute, and it has a wheel which rubs against strings, it has a keyboard, and it has its own percussion section. And the one I play is a copy from an instrument from the 1680s.
Okay, now, Frank Muir, what do you think a lute is?
A lute is an animal in the Middle Ages.
Yeah, we'll open up and find out that Frank's telling the truth. What is it? Just give us a little warm-up on it. What does it sound like, just as a little warm-up?
Okay, well, I'll play something from the period first.
Okay.
Right, thanks.
This is a man with a lute, Ellis.
Hurdy-gurdy.
Yeah. It's heavy. It sounds like something that will work for King Hussein of Jordan. He's on the phone right now, so get me one of those. That could call him to prayer, all right, couldn't it? Okay, so you've got that there, and you are going to play on it what?
Well, just for fun, I do things like banquets and sort of period entertainment. And I do sort of little name that tune sections. And
I bet you have to, yeah. And whatever they say, you say, that's it. That was it.
So every now and again, I come out with this one, which is the Two Unlimited number.
It's Two Unlimited on a hurdy-gurdy.
Oh, hurdy-gurdy, yeah. Right, just a sec.
Istanbul, city of mystery. It doesn't sound like it. He's playing that tune, isn't he? Yeah, okay. Oh, wow. Well. Yeah, you know, we, no wonder in Cats and Cabs, they just whip it onto another channel every now and then.